on the telephone, we have our friend of the day, a good friend not only of mine, but of Rabbi Saul Solomon, because Richard Shore was the musical director for Shalom Damek, an evening with Rabbi Saul Solomon that played at the Richmond Shepherd Theater in New York. He also played at the Roy Arias Theater in a more streamlined, even more successful version. Plus, we did it out here in Greeley, Colorado at the late Lamantic Art Space Greeley, which no longer exists. Richard is the former musical director of the of UNC, of the University of Northern Colorado's Performing and Visual Arts School. He's going to be involved in some of the shows that they're doing over the summer, and we'll talk about that. But welcome back to the neighborhood, Richard Shore.
Glad to be here, Dave.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Having a lazy Saturday afternoon.
Oh, I didn't think it was lazy. I thought you were in rehearsal and stuff.
No, actually, somebody took ill and we canceled rehearsal for today.
Oh, sorry to hear that. What is the show that you're working on?
Right now we're working on Godspell.
Okay. Can't say it's my favorite, but, Stephen Schwartz, obviously a great writer and composer. How's it going?
It's going very well. And, this spring we did Children of Eden, which is Stephen Schwartz's Hebrew Bible show, and now we're doing Godspell, which is his New Testament show. So we're covering all of the Stephen Schwartz biblical bases, and as a matter of fact, we're planning on doing a staged version of King of Egypt to get that Stephen Schwartz biblical story done as well.
Oh my. It's kind of a shame, though, that he missed the boat on Book of Mormon. Probably should have done that one,
really.
Too. Yeah. Well, there's no Quran musical. I think we should be probably pretty happy about that. But
that could be a little problematic.
It's open. It's out there, folks. Maybe Ayad Akhtar will do the book. Anywho, I don't want to get into, because I don't know the backstory, and I don't know if you want to talk about it or what. But you are not going to be at UNC after this summer. Is that the deal?
Actually, technically, my position ends at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still be around doing Godspell through the end of July because that's with the Summer Theater, the Little Theater of the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's separate from my academic year position. But they're doing some restructuring in the musical theater department. And I should also correct you. I'm not the music director of the whole performing and visual arts. I think there are some people who might take exception with that. I'm finishing up as music director of the School of Theater Arts and Dance.
Okay.
And they're just doing some restructuring, and my position didn't quite fit into their plans very neatly, and so they're just restructuring me out.
You're being very diplomatic in your phraseology there. Do you have any idea what you'll be doing in the fall? Somewhere?
Looking for work.
Okay. As a musical director, conductor, as a teacher, what?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, no,
I'm also trying to get back. My graduate degrees are in classical music, and so it's been a while since I've been in that world, and I'm going to try and find some way back into the classical repertoire as well.
And by the way,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and when you mention, your graduate degrees, you might as well tell people where you got them.
I did my undergraduate degree. I got a music major at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a master's in music and then a doctor of musical arts in collaborative piano at Boston University.
I just think it's funny that you've got degrees from Harvard and Boston University, and yet somehow there's no room for you at the University of Northern Colorado. There's something a little topsy-turvy about that. I just don't...
I'm going to try and stay diplomatic and stay away from that statement.
Yeah, fair enough. And, of course, I wish you very much luck in all the stuff that you're looking for, and you would move back to New York if there's producers and folks like that listening.
I actually have to talk to you about that.
Okay. Okay, well, that'll be off the air, of course. But
absolutely.
But we're very happy to have you join us once again on our Total Theater Tony show. Now, I was hoping that you would be in town and be able to be here and do this. I don't know if we can do this by phone. We can try. It's a little bit odd. I'm going to blast the speakers as much as I can because we were going to play Name That Show Tune.
Uh-huh.
Where you'll listen to about 15 seconds or something of a theater song. And we're not talking about brand new stuff. I mean, these are things that you might know. And also, I wanted to make it so that people listening at home who aren't theater people like you might have a guess at this. So we can try this, and I'll play a little bit, I'll stop it, and then you'll see if you can guess what song or what show it's from. Okay?
Let's give it a shot.
I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but let me know if you can. Okay, you ready for the first one?
Sure.
Here we go. It helps if I... Oh, dear. Oh, boy. Okay, this is interesting. I've got a... Yeah, it's a little technical thing. I've got to turn my mic off in order for you to hear this. So I'm going to try that again, and let's give it a whirl. Okay, Richmond and Richard. And were you able to hear that?
In dear Milano.
They were talking, I'll give you a clue, they were saying femininity. That was the cheer that they were doing.
Still selling those pictures of the scriptures in the Duomo.
Hold on, I should know that.
I'm sitting in my...
So I repeat,
what
I said.
Where is the light?
She
did.
I know what that's from, and I can't think of it. The name isn't coming out.
Okay, well... The answer is, I'm going to play a little bit more of the track and see if you can get it from that. It's, if I give any more clues, you'll know it. But here is a little bit more from... It was Hello Dolly with... it wasn't a Carol Channing song, because that would have been a complete giveaway, but it was It Takes a Woman from the Jerry Herman musical Hello Dolly from 1964. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to work this all. It's a little complicated, because as soon as my mic is on, the speakers go off here, which makes it even more difficult to deal with this. But are you ready to try again, to go for number two? Let's try it. Let's see if I can do this. Here we go.
He wanted someplace warm and green.
Oh, well, that's Pippin.
Whoa, very, very good, man. Yeah, that was from Pippin. And in fact, that was from the 2013 cast that we were just talking about, directed by...
Well, that definitely wasn't Ben Vereen, so...
No. And we just mentioned Stephen Schwartz is the composer. So you're one for two. Pretty good. Let's see if we can get this next one. You'll get this one, assuming you can hear it. I don't guarantee that. So are you ready for our next one?
Sure.
Name that show tune.
In dear Milano, where are you, Momo? Still selling those pictures of the scriptures in the Duomo.
Okay.
That sounds vaguely Cole Porter-ish, I think.
Very good.
And that would be Alfred Drake singing Where is the Life of Late I Led?
Yeah.
From Kiss Me, Kate.
Woo! Bravo, sir. Bravo to you. From 1949's Kiss Me, Kate. Let's hear a little bit more of that.
So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that led?
You are rocking this category, man. You're doing it. You're I think one or what is it? Two for three so far. Okay, this one might be a little bit...
Two, 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 2.5. I thought Hello Dolly after the second.
Kind of. When I said femininity, I think that helped you a lot. So, but here's one. This one may be a little bit more obscure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a show that you've done, you know, because you've done all these shows at UNC and other places. So, are you ready for our fourth Name That Show Tune?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Now I'm bored and I'm cranky and tired, sitting day after day. Who knew so much work was required? I'd much rather play. I need a vacation. I'm due for some rest. Hey, Horton would do.
Okay, I kind of let that play a little too long and may have given that away.
I think that is Aaronson Flaherty, Seussical.
It certainly is. I mean, I should have cut it off before she said the word Horton, but maybe you didn't hear that part.
That was a big help, I have to admit.
That was Maisie's Reprise.
I was going to say, it's Amazing Maisie, but yeah.
Yeah, or How Lucky You Are is the name of the song. She's reprising that later in the show from Seussical, going back to 2001. Janine LaManna doing the vocals on that. Whatever happened to her? Anywho. But that was well done. That was really, really good, man. You are getting these. You're rocking it. We've got Richard Shore on the phone. He's obviously a musical expert, musical theater expert. Are you ready for our fifth Name That Show Tune?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
It's New Year's Eve, and hopes are high. Dance one year in, kiss one goodbye.
Okay, Richard.
I couldn't quite make that one out.
Let me see if I can play it again. I'll give you another shot.
It's New Year's Eve, and hopes are high. Dance one year in, kiss one goodbye.
Any luck?
No, I couldn't get that one.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me see if I can give you a clue. It's actually 20 years old, this show. Doesn't seem that it was that long ago.
20 years old, so we're talking 1995.
Well, 94.
94.
So, 21 years old, if we're going to be technical about it. It was the biggest show of that year. So big that other Broadway shows didn't even open. They wanted to wait another year because they didn't want to go up against it at the Tonys. And in fact, there were some categories. It was the only nominee in that category.
I'm not getting it.
Again, one more hint. The person that you heard singing is on Broadway, or was on Broadway this past season, in a show, but it wasn't a musical.
No, I'm going to have to take a buzzer on this one.
Okay. Well, that song was called The Perfect Year from the musical Sunset Boulevard by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, I couldn't make it out at all.
Oh, sorry. I'll play a little bit more of it. This is Glenn Close is the singer here. So you might think of the show more with Betty Buckley, but she was the person who did it on Broadway and won the Tony for it. Here's a little bit more of Glenn Close from Sunset Boulevard.
Another chance, another start. So many dreams to tease the heart. We don't need a crowded ballroom. Everything we want is here. And face to face, we will embrace the perfect year.
The perfect year.
I did not get any of that one.
Okay, no problem. You're still, I think, ahead of the game. I think you've done 3 out of 5.
Yeah, but don't count that one against me because I couldn't hear it.
Okay. Well, you heard the other ones all right.
That one I didn't.
Okay. All right, let's try. You could have my hearing issues of your frequencies are being blocked. I wear a hearing aid now, if you can believe it. For these kinds of reasons.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, just got it. It's so pleasant. Anywho, are you ready to try and hear this next one of Name That Show Tune? We've got two more. And I think you can rock at least one of these. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Our next assignment, should you choose to accept it, is to name that show tune.
I am puzzled by the aptitude of children over here. They are often disobedient. They seem to have no fear.
Okay, Richard?
Oh, gosh.
Perfect for you as a school teacher. Yeah.
Sorry, what'd you say?
No, I said, I'm sorry. Perfect for you as a teacher, as a school teacher, that song.
And part of me wants to say South Pacific, but I don't think that's right.
Okay. You're in the ballpark, I will say that.
So we've got Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's not something obscure like Allegro, is it?
Not as obscure as Allegro.
But I'm on the right track?
Oh, absolutely.
Not as obscure as Allegro. It's certainly not No Strings.
Nope. But you were sensing something. Think back to your first one. You were kind of sensing a certain style.
I was saying South Pacific.
Right.
Oh, come on. What am I missing here?
I mean, it's not one of their best known shows.
Me and Juliet?
Nope.
Pipe Dream.
No.
I'm coming up with all the obscure ones I can.
Well, what about their Asian one?
That was King and I?
Or
Flower Drum Song.
There you go. Key Luke and Juanita Hall in the 1958 Broadway cast of Flower Drum Song with their two.
That was their offensive Asian one as opposed to their offensive Asian one.
Exactly. Well, that's the one they did revise a couple of years ago. They got David Henry Wong, I think, to revise the book, and it still didn't. I thought it was pretty good, but it still didn't really work for most critics. But yeah, Flower Drum Song and a tune called The Other Generation.
Okay, how many Rodgers and Hammerstein shows didn't I mention in that list? Carousel, Oklahoma.
Sound of Music, you didn't mention that one, you know. And certainly not the Richard Rodgers shows like Do I Hear a Waltz or those either. But you were close. You mentioned a good chunk of the R&H.
Another obscure Richard Rodgers show was 2x2.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah. Well, but this was not from 2x2. This was...
Yeah, but 2x2, you know... There are actually some good songs in that show. I wish that were better known.
I know. Yeah, they did it at the York Theater. It's pretty good. It doesn't quite work. And, you know, the big story about that was what a jerk Danny Kaye was when he was in it. And he had a broken
phone. Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
Oh, ouch. What else have you heard about Danny Kaye?
just that he was not the most pleasant of men to be around.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean,
You know, a lot of rumors that I really am not in a position to substantiate, but...
Yeah, no, I don't know anything else about the private life or anything like that, but it's well documented how he behaved to the producers and you know, when he was doing 2x2 on Broadway, and that was kind of awful to hear about. But here's the deal, man. I think you're 3 for 3, or 3 and 3, so... This is going to be the deal breaker. This is the tiebreaker. This is our last question of Name That Show Tune.
Okay, tell you what. If I don't get this one, then they're justified in getting rid of my position.
Yeah, because all the high mucky mucks at UNC are listening right now. And
there it is.
But if he does get this one, you have to hire him back.
Hi, Dean Welch. Hi, President Norton.
Yes. And all the other folks that... Okay. So geared your ears. Press them to the phone. And get ready for this. I will bet you dollars to donuts you have conducted or accompanied this show at some point over the past few...
On the roof.
No, it's not Fiddler. I'm not going to make it that easy, dude. You know, I would get Fiddler on the Roof. I'm not sure I would get this one. But are you ready? Ready? Okay, here we go.
There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me.
All right, Richard, name that show tune.
That was another one I couldn't hear too clearly. Tom Joey?
No, but actually that's a very kind of good guess. It's almost, that's a bit earlier, I should say. But the style of it, of that song at least, is very Pal Joey-ish. I'll play it again, because we are playing for your position here at UNC. So it's only fair that you have another shot. Listen close. I unfortunately cannot make it any louder from where I am. So I'm going to try this one more time.
There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me.
Okay, Richard Shore.
That's everything for you and me. That should give it away. That's Bye Bye Birdie.
Yes! You're officially hired back. Yes, that was from Bye Bye Birdie. A Lot of Living to Do is the name of the song from the Lee Adams and Charles Strauss 1960 huge Broadway hit. And you know the singer? Here's one. This gets you a raise if you know who was singing that.
Dick Van Dyke?
No. It's not a song for him. It's not for that character.
God, I haven't listened to that show in decades.
I'm going to give you a hint, bro. It's, if you know the answer to this one, you'll definitely get smart.
Definitely get smart. Well, let's see. You're hinting for Don Adams.
No.
But he wasn't in it.
Nope.
And that definitely wasn't Barbara Feldon.
No, certainly not. Although her voice is lower than it used to be, but still.
She's still around.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying her voice is lower. Of course she's still, thank God, alive. But no, it's not Barbara Feldon. Not Anne Margaret, for sure. You'll definitely... Oh, come on, man. Don't say it does not compute.
Dick Gauthier? Oh, that's right. He played Birdie. Dick Gauthier played Birdie.
There you go. That was Dick Gauthier.
He also played Robin Hood.
In Robin Hood in... What, on When Things Were Rotten?
In the TV show When Things Were Rotten.
Yeah.
Another Mel Brooks production.
That's right. And he was Jaime the Robot on Get Smart.
Bert.
Yeah. All right, you got Bye Bye Birdie. You got it, dude. You're 4-3. That means that UNC has to hire you back. You don't get a raise, unfortunately. And you do have to clean windows, so do we all.
there are windows in Fraser?
One or two. They're so caked with grime and spittle from singers that you can't see through them. Hey, before I let you go, Richard, and this was so much fun playing our little game with ya, can I ask, have you been to New York this season?
No, I actually haven't been to New York since you and I did Shalom Damn It 2 years ago.
Well, you and I and the rabbi, possibly, of course. Yeah.
Huh?
You and I and the rabbi, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you were there directing. So,
exactly. Yeah.
I haven't spoken to Saul in ages, but I'm probably gonna take a trip to New York in October this year. But it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that wonderful lead-in, Richard. Because I'm gonna be in New York in October. Amazingly enough, do you know why I'll be there? Do you care?
You are going to be directing Revival of Comeback Birdie.
Bring Back Birdie. Remember, Bring Back Birdie. And that had Donald O'Connor in it, if you can imagine. But no, and I'm not directing O Calcutta, much as I would very much like to be involved in the rehearsals of that. No, I've got a one-person show that I'll be doing at the United Solo Theater Festival. I don't know when you're coming to New York. Are you going to be there on October 23rd?
I was going to go a little earlier, but I can probably, because I want to go up to Boston and see some foliage.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I haven't seen the New England Autumn in 16 years.
Really?
Wow.
Because when you see it the first time, it's amazing that you can leave Okay, leaves.
That's not one of your better ones. No, I'm sorry.
I know. But if you happen to be there on Friday night, October 23rd at 9 p.m., you can catch me in Midtown at the. It'll be on Theater Row. It's like a small theater on Theater Row on West 42nd Street. I'll be doing my new play called The Miracle of Long Johns, based on, well, true stuff that happened to me in my life as a theater critic for all those years in New York. Like the very worst theater critic night of my life. Most embarrassing, humiliating. So, you know, if you ever hate it when we were working together, this will be your... What shall I say? Your revenge. You get to see me squirm a bit for an hour.
You mean I never made you squirm before?
You made me squirm? No. I remember one time I kind of lost my temper when I was directing Shalom Dammit, and some woman came in. She was being a pain in the butt from the audience, and I kind of took it out on you.
That was at the Aria.
Oh yeah. Which was a great run. But it was hot, and we always have the largest audiences, and there was just one day when everything was going wrong, and we were having technical difficulties, and I kind of barked at...
You know, one thing you should be very... We were in the middle of a heat wave that summer, and it was horrifically hot and sweaty, and I just have to tell you, you should be glad you've never had to share a dressing room with Saul Solomon.
Oh, was he stinky? Was he... Cause
he was in a New York summer mood.
Yes. Plus, he had all these unrefrigerated jars of open herring, and after the first 2 days,
that's just like where I was growing up.
Well, anyway, so all I'm saying is, if you have your anger issues with Rabbi Saul or me, you can get them out a little bit by seeing me in The Miracle of Long Johns. Off-Broadway on October 23rd, Friday night, and I'm telling this, of course, to everybody, that you can buy tickets through Telecharge. Go to miracleoflongjohns.com for more information. Plus, in 2 weeks, we're doing up a Kickstarter, or actually it's an Indiegogo campaign, because I'm trying to raise money for this one, because we lost so much damn money on Shalom Dammit a couple of years ago. This time I want other people to pay for my mistakes.
Well, you know what Max Bialystock says the two rules of producing theater are.
I know what one of them is. What's the first?
The first one is never use your own money.
And the second one is never use your own money. I know. Well, I'm trying not to. So any of you, I know at the moment you're not in a position to donate because you're looking for a gig, unless, of course, UNC hires you back because you did win the Name That Show Tune Challenge. But everybody else, in a week or so on Indiegogo, look for us and please give generously because it costs a lot of money to enter fringe festivals. Oh, I didn't mention this part. I'm going to be doing Miracle of Long Johns first in Boulder. So if you want to drive and see it in Boulder, Colorado, I'm doing 6 nights as part of the Boulder Fringe Festival.
Well, Boulder I can make it to.
Well, there you go. So you don't even have to see it in New York. You can catch it in Boulder. And it's a Methodist church.
Catch it? Is it contagious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, once you catch it, you just want to let it go. But it sticks to you, you know, kind of like a New York summer. Well, well, I thank you, Richard Shore, for sticking by me here in the neighborhood and out of it. I wish you tremendous luck with your endeavors, not just the show that you're playing. Are you doing anything other than Godspell over the summer for Little Theater of the Rockies?
No, they have 4 other shows going up, 2 straight plays. They're doing Sasha, Vanya, Masha.
Vanya, Sonia, Masha, Spike. Yeah.
Excellent. I can never remember it. And Raisin in the Sun are their straight plays. Mm-hmm. And then for the other 2 musicals, they're doing Dogfight and Aida.
Okay, wow. Kind of an interesting musical slate. I mean, apart from, with all due respect, Godspell, but Dogfight, that's a little bit out there.
And hey, the thing about Godspell, I get to sing.
No.
I sing On the Willows.
Nice. But what song do you sing while you're standing out there on the willows? That's comedy right there. Thank you very much. Richard Shore, a pleasure. Let's talk this week, because I know we want to talk about some other stuff that we're not going to do on the air. But
right.
Wishing you best of luck. Everybody, when is Godspell playing at the Norton Theater, is it?
It's playing at the Norton Theater. Just for those of you out there, we recently lost Lloyd Norton, who the theater is named after.
Oh.
Which was a very sad passing.
Can you tell us who Lloyd Norton was, please?
Lloyd Norton was a faculty member in the theater department for many, many years. And then even after he retired, he stayed very active in the theater scene in Greeley. And I had the privilege of working with him. He was in the cast of Parade when we did that a few years ago.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
In the Norton Theater. So Norton, it was the first time Lloyd ever performed in the theater that was named after him.
Wow. Wow. And when did he die? It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
No, it was last week.
Oh, man. How old was he? Do you know?
I don't know.
Well, he certainly gave a lot to theater in Greeley and to the University of Northern Colorado as well. So, you know, kind of a big loss there. But you were saying about Godspell being in the Lloyd Norton Theater, which is a 99-seat in the Round Theater right on campus. It's behind, near Gunter Hall, right behind Gunter Hall, but on just off 10th Avenue.
Right.
Cool. Well, and again, when is it?
We open on the 18th, so that's a week from Thursday, and we play 4 performances that weekend, the 18th, 19th, 20th, and a matinee on the 21st,
mm-hmm.
And then we have 5 more performances spread out through the rest of June into the end of July, because the way the summer works is we open various shows between Norton and Langworthy, and the 3 shows that play in Norton play in rep.
Ah.
But it's very spread out, so I don't have the dates on the tip of my tongue.
But people can...
But there is a littletheateroftherockies.com website, if anyone's interested.
littletheateroftherockies.com. And by the way, there's even been some news about that Tom McNally, the head of Little Theater of the Rockies for a bunch of years, he's stepping... Or is David Grapes the head of LTR?
Well, David Grapes is the... I don't know the exact title, but essentially the producing director.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom McNally has been the artistic director.
And he's... Yeah.
And I think this is his last summer doing that.
Wow. So that's kind of a loss, too. But he's still alive. Thank God. You know, he's had some health issues, but at least he's still...
He tells us he's still alive.
you check his pulse every once in a while, I'm sure. Well, our pulse is racing by talking to the very fine musician, and you can hear him sing, too, in Godspell in the weeks ahead at Little Theater of the Rockies. Richard Chore, a pleasure and an honor to be talking to you.
Thanks for having me on, Dave.
And thanks for being in the neighborhood. Have a good one, man.
Bye-bye. Bye.